In today's chapter, we see a set of red letters which come alive in a place that we don't expect. Do you know what I mean when I say red letters? For those of us who grew up in the church when the King James Version was about our only option of a Bible translation, we know that all of Jesus' words were in red letters to distinguish them from all the other words that were spoken. We knew those red letters were in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and some at the very beginning of Acts. Those were the books of the Bible that covered when Jesus was on earth. But red letters in 2 Corinthians 12, Paul needed an answer to his prayer, and Paul got some red letters. Let me read it to you, starting in verse 7 of 2 Corinthians 12. Because of the surpassing greatness of the revelations, for this reason, to keep me from exalting myself, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, a messenger of Satan to torment me, to keep me from exalting myself. Concerning this, I implored the Lord three times that it might leave me. And he said to me, here come the red letters, my grace is sufficient for you, for power is perfected in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, I would rather boast about my weakness so that the power of Christ may dwell in me. Therefore, I am well content with weakness, with insults, with distresses, with persecutions, with difficulties for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. Paul said he was given a thorn in the flesh. No one knows exactly what the thorn was. Many have speculated everything from a physical handicap of eyesight to epilepsy. But as men fight over what the thorn was, it's easy to miss the big point of Paul's prayer. He asked God three times to take away the thorn, and out of nowhere come red letters in response. Jesus responds to Paul's prayer to remove his thorn. His response, though, is not what Paul expected. To me, it was a yes or no question. Jesus answered it better. Jesus said to Paul, "My grace is sufficient for you." To divorce these words from their context is an unpardonable atrocity. It's one of the most touching pieces of Pauline autobiography in the New Testament. It was from the ascended throne sitting right hand of God, Jesus, and it was given to a pain-racked, baffled, questioning, no answer to prayer apostle. These words turned him around in an instant. Read the beginning of what Paul said, thorn in the flesh, messenger of Satan to keep me from exalting myself, entreated the Lord three times for it to leave, and nothing happened. Then Jesus spoke. Here come the red letters. And he said to me, the he is Jesus. And right after the red letters, the change comes to Paul. He went from, I got a thorn in the flesh and God won't answer my prayer about it, to not only can I handle the thorn, but because Jesus spoke to me, I can handle a lot more. And even Paul added to the thorn list some more issues. Listen to verse 9 and 10. Paul says, most gladly, therefore, I would rather boast about my weakness so that the power of Christ may dwell in me. Therefore, I am well content with weakness, with insults, with distresses, with persecutions, with difficulties for Christ's sake. When I am weak, then am I strong. One word from Jesus, and Paul was able to take on five more challenges. Jesus may not say what you want, but he would always say what you need. Paul was looking for a thorn answer and received a grace supply. Jesus did not say, I'll remove your thorn, Paul, but he did say, I will give you great grace, which is better than a thorn being removed. Did you get that? Sufficient grace with a thorn is better than no grace without a thorn.